This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, today we're going to examine the sugya on Daf Pei Zayin, the sugya of Torah Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. The Mishnah discussed the case where you were made for the wrong neder, either a neder on the wrong person or a neder for the wrong neder, meaning you thought the person made a neder on one item and it was really a different item, or you thought you were menader for A and it was really B. In other words, you were made for Reuven's neder. Actually, you were made for what you thought was your daughter's neder, it turned out to be your wife. So in either of these cases, the Mishnah says you have to do it again. The Gemara asked the Stira from Kriya that if you tear Kriya for the wrong person, and then you remember, the halacha is, it's effective. So the Gemara's first answer was, it's effective when they told you stam information, and you thought it meant A, and you did kriya for B, then it's effective. But if they told you straight up wrong information, it's not effective. But the Gemara brought in the opinion of Rav Ashi, that when is a halacha that kriya is effective for the wrong person? That's if you do it toich kedei dibor. You ripped kriya for a son, it turned out to be the father. You found out the information toich kedei dibor, it's effective. Likewise, by nedarim, if you would have found out toich kedei dibor, it would have been effective. La'achar kedei dibor, it's not effective by nedarim. And it's not effective by kriya. The Ran, on the second wide line, says that in Bava Basra, in Parakei Shnoichlin, by the way, and the Gemara's conclusion is, Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami, except for four cases, Megadev, Avodah Zarah, Mekadesh, and Megaresh, except for if somebody blasphemes Hashem, someone serves idols, someone is Mekadesh, a woman, someone divorces a woman. In all of these cases, we do not say Torah Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. Why? Now, the Ran says, what's the lumdus of Torah Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami? The Ran says in the first wide line, Avo b'Torah Kedei Dibur Ein Chayzer V'Koyreyash Afo Pisha B'Shah Shakara Adayin Loimeis. Even though at the time that you did kriya, the person didn't die. V'lo havya kriya klal. It's not a kriya at all. Kivan shameis toch kedei dibor. Since the right person died, toch kedei dibor. Keman dekara hashta dami. It's like they tore now. So kikara nami betos. If you tear betos, shayasavar shameis lemeis acher. Or if you're a makim or mefer, betos, since you find out toch kedei dibor, it's effective. Okay, says the Ran, v'hilchasa toch kedei dibor kedibor dami, except for megadef and oyved avodah zarah. Mekadesh and Megaresh. So the Ran brings the Gemara in Bava Basra, that the Gemara in Bava Basra only brings two of these exceptions, and it only brings Avodah Zarah and Kiddushin. And the Gemara in Bava Basra is not arguing on our sugya. Megadesh is Bechlal Avodah Zarah. Megaresh is Bechlal Mekadesh. Okay. So what's the case of Avodah Zarah? If you say to an Avodah Zarah, Eliata, and you retract, it's not a retraction. Mekadesh and Megaresh, that if you're Mekadesh or Megaresh and you're Choyzer Toch Kedei Dibur, you can't retract. So the Ran says that I don't know why these are different. Where did the Rabbanan get this from? So now we have a machlokes, the Ran and Rabbeinu Tam. When we learned it on Thursday, we saw the Ran. Now we're going to see the Ran and Rabbeinu Tam. The Ran says, "V'nir Rabbeinai, de b'shar mili d'loy chamiri kulei hai." By other things that are not so strict. So then we say like this: Kisha Adam Oisa Oisam. When a person does them, Loi Bigmar Daita Hu Oisa. He doesn't do other things with Gmiras Das. Ela Daita Shayachalachsaroi. His intent is he could retract Tarkadei Dibor within Tarkadei Dibor. Aval Hani. Meaning the normal mindset is when it comes to buying and selling that you retain and reserve the ability to retract Tarkadei Dibor. But all of these other processes, for example, Gittin, Kedushin, Avodah Zarah, they're very strict. These are very severe. And therefore, Kivin Dechamiri Kulei Hai, Ein Adam Oisa Oisam, person won't do them, Ela Bahaskama Gemura, unless they completely consent with their full mindset to be able to do it. Mishim Hachi, Chazara, Afil Takadibar, Loimahani. Therefore, if you retract even Takadei Dibar, it's not effective. Okay. So the way the Ran learns the sugya of Takadei Dibar, Kedibar Dami, is that normally when a person does something, it's not with full Gemiras Das. Why is it not with full Gemiras Das? Because normally, when a person does something, he reserves the right. He reserves the right to retract. When a person does something, usually, he reserves the right to retract. However, when it comes to these very severe things, a person is not going to reserve the right to retract because he takes it very seriously. This is very serious. And a person will only do it with Bahaskama Gemura, if he's with his full mindset. You see, other things, person says, you know what? I'm not giving my full consent until after a certain time frame. But certain very severe things, a person says that a person realizes that once he executes it, then it's final. That once he executes it, it's final. That's the Ran. The Ran learns that it's a din in Gemiras Das. And certain things, they're very severe, so therefore you can't retract. But certain things, a person is not Goymer Das. Now, the problem is going to be that how in the world would this apply to Tir and Kriya? That's very odd. How would this apply to Tir and Kriya? It almost doesn't make sense. You know? It almost doesn't make sense that it should apply to Tir and Kriya. Because even though it's not severe, you know, Tir and Kriya is definitely not severe at all. But, even though it's not severe, even though Tir and Kriya is not severe, but why would it work? The guy didn't die yet. You tore for the wrong person. So you say, well, I reserve the right that I could retract as long as it's Toich Kedei Dibor. Okay, that's great. But you thought you were tearing for one relative. It turned out to be another relative. So why is it still effective? What are you reserving the right to do? You reserve the right to tear Kriya for a wrong relative? That doesn't make any sense. That only makes sense regarding the world of retraction. You do something, you want to be able to be Choyzer. But how does the Lumdus of the Ran apply Bechlal to the Sugya of Tir and Kriya? The Ran learns by severe things, you don't reserve the right. You know that if you're going to do it, you have to do it with Gemiras Das. For things that are not so severe, so then you reserve the right to retract. Well, what would that have to do with Tir and Kriya for a mess? But I also want to bring to your attention the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Because the Ran brings Vera'isi L'Rabbeinu Moshe Bar Nachman, I saw in the Ramban, the Perek Yesh Noichlin, Shekasa B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, that Toich, the ability to retract Toich Kedei Dibor, is a takana that the Chachamim were misakin for a buyer that he could retract. You know why? Because what's going to happen if he meets his Rebbe? He's going to do a deal, and then before he has a chance to retract, he's going to meet his Rebbe. He's going to need to say, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Umayri. And then the window closed. So in order to facilitate business deals, we allow people to retract within the time frame of Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Umayri. Says Ram, the Ran, for Isi Rabbeinu Moshe Bar Nachman, Beperk Yesh Neuchlin, Shekasav B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, the Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami, Takantuhu, the Tikkun Rabbanan. The din of Toch Kedei Dibur is the Tikkun Rabbanan, Misham Talmud Haloikeach Mekach. It's a Takana that the Chachamim are Masakein, because of a student who bought a purchase, who paga by Rabbi, meets his Rebbe, sheyuchalitin leshalom, that you're allowed to greet the Rebbe, v'hushvu midoisein b'chol mili bar mehani. And once you have the ability to retract, the Chachamim wanted to all dinim to be the same. They allowed in all circumstances that you could retract, because the Chachamim didn't want only in certain cases you could retract, in other cases not. So they said it applies not only to Mekach or Memkar, but other areas of Halacha. And the Ran is not satisfied with the Rabbeinu Tam. He doesn't like it. V'leinichali. The Ran says, it's not pleasing to me. The approach of Rabbeinu Tam is not pleasing to me. V'chi bezdin masnin lakar dover min ha-toyra lo'olam b'kum ba'aseh b'nedarim. Could the Chachamim stipulate that we're going to be oiker davar min haTorah become ba'aseh by nedarim elavadei kedamron? Our Gemara is applying toch kedei dibur kedibur dami to nedarim, which means if somebody made a neder, so the halacha is they could retract the neder toch kedei dibur. Or if somebody was made for a neder and they found out it was the wrong person. So as long as you find out toch kedei dibur, then the hafara works. What? But midoraisa, the hafara doesn't work, because it's after the time frame. So the chachamim, because of hefker bezin, because they, of the case of loikeach, they want to be oiker aneder midoraisa bekom vaaseh. Why? Because in order to facilitate business deals, the chacham can't do that. I understand by a business deal, but how would this apply to Nedarim? Nedarim is a din d'oraisa. So if it's a din d'oraisa, how could the Chachamim just be oiker, a din d'oraisa, become ma'aseh? That's the Ran's kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. It's important for you to be familiar with the approach of Rabbeinu Tam in Toch Kedei Dibur. In other words, the Ran learns the lumbus of Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami is, it works on a d'oraisa level. The d'oraisa level is, you don't do things with Gemiras Das until the time frame of Toch Kedei Dibur is over. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it's a takanas chachamim. So there are a number of questions on this sugya. I want to bring to you, to your attention, the kasha that many Rosh Hashivas ask on the Ran. We have here the Sefer Kuntrasei Shiurim Maseches Nedarim of Rav Gusman. This is Rav Gusman's Sefer. And he asks a question that many Achorim ask on the Ran. He says that the reasoning of the Ran of that you don't usually do things b'gmiras das until the time frame of Toch Kedei Dibur is over. So Rabbeinu Tam, so the Rav Gusman says, V'kasha de tam ze loy shayach ela b'kiddush oy girush oy machar. The reasoning of the Ran that it's dependent on Gemiras Das and you're not Goymer Das until after that time frame, this only applies by marriage or Gerushin or a sale, where you could say, you know what, the way it works is it's through my mindset, but my Gemiras Das is not complete until Acher Kedei Dibur. Aval Bekara Alachai V'meis. But let's say somebody tore for a living person and then the person died Toch Kedei Dibur. Or let's say you're mefer, or you're making for your wife, and Toch Kedei Dibur, you realize you made a mistake. How is Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami apply in such a case? That doesn't make any sense. It should apply. It only makes sense. It should apply in a case where it's working through Gemiras Das. So we could say a person reserves the right that he's not going to be Goymer Das until after the time frame of Toch Kedei Dibur. But let's say you're ripping for a mace. You ripped for the wrong mace, and then you found out Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur. So what are we saying? How in the world could that be effective? How could Torah Kedei Dibur Kedei Baram be effective? You ripped literally for the wrong person. It's not a matter of Gemira's Das there. We're dealing with a Maisa over there. When you're dealing with a Maisa, you did the Maisa before it happened. It's not, tearing is not dependent on Gemira's Das. You're right, you need to tear for the right person. So fine, it's... In other words, when something is dependent on a mindset, you could say, okay, I married you an hour ago, but I'm not finalizing it until at a certain time period. Okay, so I reserve the right to retract until that time period. But if you did an act, and the act was done for the wrong person, what exactly, why does it help that you found out about the right information within a time frame? So Rav Gussman basically says that the Ran's Svara is dafka for situations where you're making a chalois, kedushin, gerushin, or mechira, where it's dependent on a person's das. So then you, and now we want to know how much time do you have to retract. He says that there's a second din, which is learnt out maybe from Gzeres HaKosov or it's Halach L'Moshe MiSinai, and the way Rav Gussman Svar is explained is that when you do a Maisa, as long as we're still within Toich Kedei Dibur, it's like you did the act again and again and again. It's like the Maisa is Nimshach. This is a different svara of Toich Kedei Dibur. That a maisa that you do is nimshach as if you repeated it and you did it again, and that continuity continues until the time frame of Toich Kedei Dibur. So in this case, you tore for a living person. But that tear that you did, it's viewed like it's you're tearing until Toich Kedei Dibur of the act. The act is nimshach. It has continuity. It's not like you tore and then the act ended. The act, it continues as if it's being repeated until Toich Kedei Dibur. So if you found out about the right person within Toich Kedei Dibur, then you tore then. So that's, now that is another facet of Toich Kedei Dibur, Kedibur Dami. That would work for Kriya. That would work for... That would work for tearing. So Rav Gussman says, the Lashon is, B'hashta yeshloimar, dezeho yepshita leila haran. It was obvious to the Ran, either from Gzeres HaKosov or from Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai, Diyesh din Toich Kedei Dibur, Shekoma Shenemar Oinasa B'Toich Kedei Dibur, Nechshav Ki'ilu Hu Bevasachas. It's like it's happening simultaneously. V'lachein Mahani B'Hafara U'V'Kriya B'Pashtas. Therefore, by annulling and by tearing, it works Pashat. By annulling, it's going to work. You know why by annulling it's going to work? You annulled, then you found out that it was for the wrong person. Okay. But the annulment continues, and the tearing continues. The only thing the Ran had to explain is retraction. And regarding retraction, the Ran said a svara of Gemira's Das. The way Rav Gussman explains the Ran is this idea that there's another aspect of Toich Kedei Dibur that the Ran, so to speak, takes for granted. And that is that it's like the act repeated itself. Again, Rabbeinu Tam has a different svara of Toich Kedei Dibur. Rabbeinu Tam says that the lamdas of Toich Kedei Dibur is you're not goymer da, it's a takanas chachamim. Which many ask on Rabbeinu Tam, including the Ran, well, how does that apply to Nedarim? What takanas chachamim is there by Nedarim that you reserve the right to answer your Rebbe and say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Umayri? And to that, Rav Gusman says, similar to what he said to explain the Ran, Rabbeinu Tam's din of that midrabanan, the chachamim or masakein, that you have the ability to retract, that's only, you have the ability to retract midrabanan on a chalois. But regarding, let's say, hafara, where the act that you did has continuity, even Rabbeinu Tam says that there's a din d'oraisa, that the act that you did is considered like it's repeated and again and again. So therefore, when it comes to Nedarim, the act of hafara that you did earlier is considered like you did it again. So it almost seems like when it comes to Nedarim, when it comes to Chalois, Rabbeinu Tam holds, let's say by Nedarim, the way it works is that the act that you did is considered like you repeated it. It's just that when it comes to Mekach u'Memkar and other items which are totally on Gemiras Das, it's a Takanas Chachamim. The Ran learns, the Kasha on the Ran was, according to the Ran, that it's dependent on Gemiras Das. How will that help for Kriya? And we said a similar svara for the Ran. The Ran will also subscribe to the idea, to a second aspect of Toich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami, that an act that you did, let's say Kriya or Hafara, is considered like it's being repeated again and again. The Ran is dealing with the idea of Gemiras Das. The Ran says that certain things you're just not Goymer Das until their mamish finished, and other severe things, you don't reserve that right. Rabbeinu Tam says that it's a little different, that certain things that are dependent on Gemiras Das, the Chachamim or Masakin, that it's not over until Acher Kedei Dibar. Okay, this is a major sugya in Shas. There are other opinions in the Rishonim, but just it's a little bit of a taste for the mechanism of how this works. Okay, have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha, shkayach, kol tov, kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.